everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. My name is Anna, and the title of your podcast today is Umtanum. Remember, the text and grammar notes are always available at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. There's the app in iTunes of A Cup of English. And you're welcome to join me on Facebook under Anna from A Cup of English. So let's get started. Umtanum. Yakima is a small city located an hour and a half's drive from Wenatchee. It's a wide valley, famous for its grapes and apples. We were there last weekend for a baseball tournament, the first of the season. One interesting fact about Yakima is that its name is taken from the Yakama Indians, who are from this area. There are actually Indian names in many areas of the state. When the baseball tournament was over, and we were leaving Yakima, we drove past a barren, rocky few miles and crossed over a bridge. Immediately after the bridge, I saw a sign, Umtanum Canyon. The name sparked my interest. Now, that must be an Indian name, I thought to myself. When I got home, I looked up the name on the internet. I found quite a few passages about Umtanum, but no translation of its name. Reading about the canyon made me even more eager to find out its name, because the land is geographically interesting and has a wealth of wildlife. Hunters would love it, because there are bighorn sheep, deer, and coyotes, as well as pheasants and all kinds of rodents. Most of these creatures come to the creek, which is a small river, to drink. The predators obviously take advantage of this being the only water source for all the animals nearby. The canyon walls are steep and rocky, which are perfect for bighorn sheep who are expert climbers. The banks of the creek are grassy with wildflowers, a perfect place for ground squirrels, marmots, and rabbits. They have to watch out for the coyotes all year round, and the rattlesnakes in the summer. In fact, it's recommended that hiking parties go during the autumn, winter, and spring, and avoid the snakes in the summer. Umtanum, I would say, is typical of eastern Washington. There are many such large expanses of land that look seemingly empty, lifeless, dry, even boring. But when you get out of the car and walk deeper into the countryside, you find that it is full of life. Okay, let's have a look at some of these expressions. In the first line, I started out by saying Yakima is a small city located an hour and a half's drive. Now you'll notice that the word half has got apostrophe S. When the duration of something is between 1 and 2 hours, we often use apostrophe S to show possession. That might sound a little confusing, but listen to the examples. The mall is an hour's drive from here. It's an hour and a quarter's wait until the next bus. You can just slightly hear the S. When it's 2 hours or more, you don't have to use that. And here's example A. It's a 2 hour walk. It's a 3 day hike. It's a 4 hour swim. So hopefully you can see the difference. This is used mainly with 1 hour or when it's a half an hour. Okay, number two, the first of the season. That's quite easily understood. I'm emphasizing it because it's a very natural sounding add-on to the end of the sentence that will make you seem more native. And here are quite a few more examples of adding on a bit of information to the end of a sentence. Here's example A. On May the 2nd, there is a country dance, comma, the first of the season. B. We waited to see the main ballerinas, comma, the best of the dance troupe, C. The politician answered the questions, the most difficult ones he has been asked. So instead of having two short sentences, it's good to use a comma and then that little bit of extra information, the first of the season, the best of the dance troupe, the most difficult ones he has been asked, etc. And you can see that they all start with the and then an adjective. Number three, the word barren. Barren is quite a descriptive word. It means lifeless or bare, and it can also be used for childless. It's quite poetic. It's used often in poetry and also often used for bare landscapes. Here's an example. The land looked like a barren wasteland. Number four, to spark someone's interest. To spark someone's interest means to get someone's attention and create curiosity. You can also spark anger. And obviously, if you think about a spark, it's like the beginnings of a fire. So you can see the image leading to thought or curiosity or anger. Example A, the sudden movement of something in the dark sparked the cat's curiosity. B. The conversation sparked his anger. Okay, number five. A wealth of wildlife. Again, this is descriptive. It's used to describe a large quantity, and it more often than not implies something positive if you use the word wealth. Example A. On that beach, you'll find a wealth of different crabs. B. My grandmother and her friends are a wealth of knowledge and experience. So if you think about it, wealth means a large quantity, but it's also a positive quantity. It's as if you're gaining something from the amount. You could contrast the idea of a wealth of crabs or a wealth of knowledge with the use of a lot of problems, a lot of headaches. You wouldn't say a wealth of problems or a wealth of headaches, because problems and headaches are negative. Okay, number six, rodent. Rodent is the general name for mice, rats, rabbits, and other small ground creatures. That's fairly straightforward, so I don't think I really need to give extra examples of that. So let's move on to number seven. The phrase, I would say. It's a little phrase that expresses opinion. Sometimes, you could say is used in its place. And nowadays, it's rare for people to say, one could say, or one would say. We don't use that very much. More often than not, it's I or you. Example A, Elizabeth, you could say, has the destiny of becoming a star. B, I would say that growing wheat on that barren land is a rough, tough job. Number eight, seemingly, a very useful word. It means to have an appearance of, and it comes from the verb that you probably know, to seem. And as you can see, it implies that perhaps reality is not what is seen. Perhaps reality is something other than what is seen. Example A. The house was run down, lightless, and seemingly deserted. But then, from a distance, they heard music coming from upstairs. B. When I spoke to him, he didn't respond. Was quiet and seemingly uninterested. So you can see when you use seemingly, you're keeping the idea open to the opposite being real. Perhaps something other than what is seen is actually real. So in this particular case, in B, perhaps the man who was unresponsive was actually interested, but he was seemingly uninterested. Okay, so let's hear the paragraph one more time at regular speed. Yakima is a small city located an hour and a half's drive from Wenatchee. It's a wide valley, famous for its grapes and apples. We were there last weekend for a baseball tournament, the first of the season. One interesting fact about Yakima is that its name is taken from the Yakama Indians, who are from this area. There are actually Indian names in many areas of the state. When the baseball tournament was over and we were leaving Yakima, we drove past a barren, rocky few miles and crossed over a bridge. Immediately after the bridge, I saw a sign, Umtanam Canyon. The name sparked my interest. Now that must be an Indian name, I thought to myself. When I got home, I looked up the name on the internet. I found quite a few pages about Umtanam, but no translation of its name. Reading about the canyon made me even more eager to find out its name, because the land is geographically interesting and has a wealth of wildlife. Hunters would love it because there are bighorn sheep, deer, and coyotes, as well as pheasants and all kinds of rodents. Most of these creatures come to the creek, which is a small river, to drink. The predators obviously take advantage of this being the only water source for all the animals nearby. The canyon walls are steep and rocky, which are perfect for bighorn sheep, who are expert climbers. The banks of the creek are grassy with wildflowers, a perfect place for ground squirrels, marmots, and rabbits. They have to watch out for the coyotes all year round, and the rattlesnakes in the summer. In fact, it's recommended that hiking parties go during the autumn, winter, and spring, and avoid the snakes in the summer. Umtanam, I would say, is typical of eastern Washington. There are many such large expanses of land that look seemingly empty, lifeless, dry, even boring. But when you get out of the car and walk deeper into the countryside, you find that it is full of life. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate those of you who are leaving comments and questions on my blog and also emailing me. Remember, I promised to email you back. If you send me an email to acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. All the best with your studies. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.